Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we commence, make a humble appeal to our brothers to sit closer. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. My most honorable, respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. A person mentioned, نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا كُلَّ يَوْمٍ وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ نَمُوتُ وَلَا نَحْيَا. Every day we go to sleep, and with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we rise the next morning. So at night we go to sleep. In the morning Allah gives us life again. Sleep is known as the sister of death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes holds back some of the souls and Allah gives them mouth at night. Others are given back their soul to live on the next day. Of course, mouth can take place during the day or any place. But for us to understand that daily Allah gives us life after a death. In other words, after we sleep, Allah gives us life. But they most certainly will be that day when we will sleep and never rise again till the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Mata fulanun, yuqal, mata fulanun, mata fulanun. Every day we hear a certain person passed away. Another person passed away there. وَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ يُقَالْ مَاتَ فِيهِ عُمَرٌ. And indeed there will be that day when it will be said that Umar has passed away. So mort is a reality. Every single one of us are on this journey towards the Akhirah. In this sojourn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And definitely, we will be tempted. We will find many obstacles, many hindrances in this path, many difficulties, trials, tribulations. There will be many temptations. There will be many false hopes that unfortunately we will find ourselves becoming attached to and clinging onto these false hopes. And we will be placing our full trust into these false hopes. Somebody gave a very beautiful analogy, and listen to this very carefully. He says, take the analogy of a mountain climber. All of us are climbing this mountain now. A mountain climber requires his equipment for climbing the mountain. But most important is the rope that he will use. And if he says that I'm not going to use a rope and I will just climb the mountain and the branches or the twigs that one finds between the rocks as he is climbing the mountain, he says, I will cling onto these twigs or these branches. Brothers, even a small child would understand. If any person climbing up a mountain, if he has to place his full weight and his strength and hold on to a twig or just a cluster of branches, thinking that that is going to hold him firmly. Any child knows that such a person is wrong. The twig will snap, it will break. And what will be the result? He will be coming down. He will fall down. He will get hurt. He will injure himself. Nay, he might even lose his life. We are holding on to these branches. False hopes, as I said. False hopes like the hopes we have on our wealth, the material things that we possess. False hopes on our knowledge, on our strength, on our power. These are mere twigs that will snap, that will break. We will come tumbling down. Let us hold onto that rope. And which is the rope? The rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. In Ayat al-Kursi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about al-urwatul wusqa, the ring of Allah, the very firm ring of Allah. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا لَا إِنْقِطَاعَ لَهَا. Such a ring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that never breaks. When we hold fast onto this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will pull us gradually and gradually towards Him. The difficulties one will experience in this world, He will overcome those difficulties. Sicknesses, accidents, Allah protect us, Allah give us afiyat. The difficulties in life, everyone has to go through this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once drew a diagram. He had his asa, his stick, sahaba were with him. And he illustrated to the Sahaba by drawing a square or a rectangle. The hadith says murabba, a square, in which he drew a few lines. And he drew one line out of the square. And he says, this middle line, that is man, insan. And then the end of the square, where this line meets, the end, that is his maut, ajal. And beyond that is his amal with the alif, with the hamza. Amal, not amal with the ayn. Amal means hopes. Man plans for years beyond his maut. He will never see those aspirations and those hopes. Why? Maut comes and intervenes. And he'd also drawn some tiny little lines. He says, these are the different difficulties in life a person experiences. If it's not sickness, there is some loss of some other thing. So if he escapes one, something else will get him. But these are part and parcel of the life of every single person who comes into this world. We experience difficulties. But our goal is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, tonight I hope to instill and to inspire and to give hope to every single one of us in the hopes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of the people have somehow, especially our youngsters, lost hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan takes advantage of this situation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled shaitan from Jannah. And what did shaitan then do? He took an oath in the name of Allah. He pleaded to Allah to give him respite. The hadith that comes in Mishkat, he says, وَعِزَّتِكْ. He took a qasam, an oath, in the grandeur of Allah. He says, Allah, by your honor, by your power, لَا أَبْرَحُ أُغْوِي عِبَادَكَ مَا دَامَتْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ فِي أَجْسَادِهِمْ. Wallah, as long as your servants have life, I will continuously lead them astray. This was the promise of shaitan. Our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah loves us so much. Allah responded to Shaitan. Allah is not in need of taking any oath. But Allah on this occasion takes an oath. The hadith of Rasulullah says, Allah takes a qasam, wa izzati, wa jalali, wa irtifa'i makani. I swear by my honor, my grandeur, my most lofty position. Nobody beyond Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most powerful. Allah takes a qasam in His might, His power. He says, as long as man has life, I will continuously forgive him when he seeks my forgiveness. This is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why do we lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, Shaitan, he did an evil deed. We know the entire incident. He's banished, he's thrown, expelled from Jannah. He did not repent. He did not seek Allah's forgiveness. And instead, he promises to lead others astray. Adam alayhi salatu salam, the little error that took place, of course it was not done deliberately, Quran explains that little error. After that he was full of remorse. He cried. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. He cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was remorseful. Allah forgave him. So Allah shows us, Shaitan is your enemy. He will try every attempt, because this is his job. He's got nothing else in this world to do but to look for ways and means of leading us astray. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a source of mercy to this ummah, he's known as Nabiyyut Tawbah wa Nabiyyur Rahmah. Ulama explain Nabiyyut Tawbah, why? Besides the one explanation that Mufassireen, Muhaddithin, Ulama, scholars give, that he himself would make Tawbah, Istighfar in the hadith, والله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في كل يوم مئة مرة وفي رواية سبعين مرة وفي رواية مئة مرة. Every day I make tawbah, istighfar to Allah. One rewaite says 70 times, one rewaite says 100 times. He's known as Nabi of tawbah. And other ulama have explained, no, that he cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, pardon my ummah. Oh Allah, forgive my ummah. He left a lesson for you and I. He was ma'soom, sinless, no sins. You and I, so many more sins we commit. So many sins we commit. So how much more should we be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let us not become beguiled by those twigs, by those false branches. That is going to snap. And we have to hold firm onto this rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight, as Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain explained so beautifully the other night, Thursday night and Jumu'ah, and of course we have heard repeatedly from our mashayikh, ulama, the auspiciousness of this Laylatul Bara'ah. Of course, there is no real need for even gathering and having a lecture. We all know that. But unfortunately, our condition has become such that you and I require a reminder every single day of our life. And believe me, people have written. One sister wrote, I have reached the brinks of disbelief. A learned person. Somebody wrote that I contemplate suicide. It's extremely common amongst our people today. So many people, after committing a sin, serious sins, then they feel, because I mentioned whisperings of Shaitan, Shaitan says, oh, you think you're going to be forgiven? You want to perform salat? You want to make dhikr and tawbah and dua? You're such a rotter? They can never be forgiveness for you. No, don't even think about going to the masjid. Oh sister, you in niqab and you did this sin? Where are you ever going to be forgiven? Just discard the niqab and continue your way of life, of sin and vice and evil. This is whisperings of Shaitan. And therefore I mention that because people are writing, people are asking, ourselves we require reminder all the time. So tonight is a very auspicious night. There are many ahadith proving the auspiciousness of this Mubarak night. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as reported by Mu'ad bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, another rewrite, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, they mentioned the hadith, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special attention is upon His creation on the night of 15 Shaban. Allah's special attention. And Allah forgives all His banda. Allah forgives all His servants. Except mushrik, the one who associates partners to Allah. And mushahin, one who harbors malice for his Muslim brother or sister. One who has enmity in his heart. Therefore, whilst we are sitting here, my respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home, let us now cleanse our heart immediately. If somebody has wronged us, that person has for some reason not asked for forgiveness, let us on our own, completely, sincerely forgive the person from the bottom of our heart whilst we are sitting here. If we have wronged somebody else, and right till now we have not asked for forgiveness, Mufti Sahib mentioned it's so easy with the WhatsApp message, at least send a message. If it's difficult to meet the person, then at least ask the person for forgiveness. If we have not done that as yet, then immediately after we leave, please do so. Otherwise, that person who harbors malice, enmity, he is not forgiven tonight. In one narration it is mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates so many souls from the fire of Jahannam that is equivalent to the hair, the number of hairs on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe, a very large tribe. And of course, the large flock of goats that they had. Imagine the hair on each goat in the millions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates souls from the fire of Jahannam on this Mubarak night, except few people, mushrik, mushahin. In other riwayats, a person who is an alcoholic, a person who disobeys his parents, may Allah forgive us. A person who hangs his trousers below his ankles, a person who commits adultery, various people have been mentioned, let us make tawbah and istighfar immediately. If I am taking drugs, ya Allah, tonight, I pledge to you, I promise to you, don't worry about the next person. You don't have to go to any person in our deen. You don't go to any maulana and confess your sin. No. You confess your sin to Allah. It is between you and Allah. And you must be sincere in your dua. One brother, he was a sinner, committing various type of sins. So his brother tells him, please stop aqsir, stop it. Keeps on warning him. But he never took heed of the advice of his brother. Until one day he committed a very serious sin. And his brother happened to see him. And in that anger, the brother blurts out the following. He says, Wallah, Allah's qasam, Allah will never pardon you. One narration says, it tells his brother, what is wrong with you? Stop it now. He says, leave me and my actions. Why are you bothered? Are you a watchdog over me? So on that his brother became angry. And he said, Allah will never pardon you. When they both passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summons them. And Allah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَتَأَلَّى عَلَيَّ أَلَّا أَغْفِرَ لِفُلَانٍ. Who's that person who has taken an oath in my name that I will not forgive any person? Oh my banda, referring to the sinful person, the sinner. قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكَ. Go my brother. Go my banda, go. You have been pardoned, forgiven by me. And you who has taken an oath on my name that I will not forgive. قَدْ أَحْبَطْتُ أَمَلَكَ. I have destroyed all your good deeds. You've got nothing. So we have to be so careful. Again, what will we lose in forgiving our Muslim brothers and sisters? Somebody has done harm to us. Forgive him. This morning I was reading a very intriguing incident. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, we have the four schools of thought, of fiqh, jurisprudence, four imams, which are maqbool by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was persecuted, he was tortured mercilessly by Mu'tasim, who was the governor, Muslim governor. It's a very long incident. It was regarding the masala of khalq of Quran, which of course requires another whole bayan, masala of aqidah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi is al-haq, he's in the truth. And Mu'tasim and the Mu'tazilites, they were on the wrong, they were on dalal. So he was summoned and he was reprimanded. In fact, when he comes to the court, Mu'tasim is sitting, people are observing. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmat is absolutely courageous, he is brave. He has his trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mu'tasim tells him that what is your belief? And he remains steadfast on his belief, the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So he is imprisoned. And he spends one night in prison. The next day he is brought out, brought again in the court of Mu'tasim. Again, he is presented the same question, but Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah remains steadfast. He is then sent to the gallows, but Mu'tasim tells his men not to kill him, don't strike him with the sword. You must flog him, whoop him. Ulama, the scholars of the time, they knew Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah's position. They come to him, they whisper to him, "Oh Imam, listen. This is a very crucial time. You've got family, you've got a wife, you've got children. What is there if you speak, as we say, a white lie?" In other words, say such things that Mu'tasim will think that you are agreeing to what he is saying. But in reality, it has another meaning which we call tawriya. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi answers. He says, in a mas'ala of this nature, سَكَتَ الْجَاهِلْ, the ignorant person does not know the answer, so he will remain silent. And if the ulama have to use tawriya to save their lives, to save their skin, then where will there be any proof for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will be there to stand and give the correct belief and the proof, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sharia? Many people tried. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah says, no, I will remain firm. And then, as he is taken now to be whooped, somebody comes up to him. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah mentioned later on that this person's words gave me a lot of strength. And this person whispers to him and tells him, "Oh Imam, in qatalaka al-haq, if haq kills you today," in other words, if you lose your life because you are on haq, then you will die mitta shaheed, and you will die as a shaheed, a martyr. Wa in ishta, and if you still live, ishta hamidan, you will live full of praises. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with you, and people will see that you remain steadfast on haq. So he says, this gave me strength. His son Abdullah used to say that my father used to keep on making dua the rest of his life. Oh Allah, forgive Abu al-Haytham. Oh Allah, have raham on Abu al-Haytham. So I asked my father, who is Abu al-Haytham? He said, you don't know Abu al-Haytham? He says, who is Abu al-Haytham? Why are you making so much dua for him? Why are you making dua to Allah to forgive him? Who is Abu al-Haytham? He says, Abu al-Haytham is that person who was a notorious thief. He was a rogue. He used to pickpocket. He used to break into the homes of people. And he was caught several times. He says, as I was taken to be whooped, somebody tugged at my kurta in the back. And I see it is Abu al-Haytham. And he tells me, "Oh Imam, do you recognize me?" He says, "No." He says, "I'm Abu al-Haytham." He says, "Duribtu, I have been whooped 18,000 times. It's recorded in the Diwan, in the register of the governor, because I have done so much of wrong. And he says that I continued, I persevered, ala sabili shaitan, in the path of shaitan. I did evil, li ajli dunya, just for the sake of dunya, for the sake of more money. I kept on stealing, I kept on plundering, kept on looting, just for the sake of dunya. And that was in the path of shaitan. O Imam, fasbir ala sabili rahman. O Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you remain steadfast on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, li ajli deen, for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah, story is very long. He is whooped. He is whooped so badly he falls unconscious. Later on, the person who was whooping him, he mentioned that when I began to whoop him, the manner in which I whooped him, if I had to whoop a huge elephant, the elephant would have died, the elephant would have disintegrated into pieces. He falls unconscious. He regains his consciousness. It's a month of Ramadan. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah is fasting. He's taken home. People feel sorry for him. They bring for him something to break his roza. He refuses. He says, no, I will never break my roza. This was his perseverance. Now, we cannot understand the manner in which he was flogged. Scholars have written in detail. But look at what Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi's response was after all this. He actually forgave all those perpetrators. All those people, Mu'tasim and his men, who flogged him, he forgave all of them. And he would recite the verse, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Forgive. And forgive from the bottom of your heart. Bear no grudge or malice. Don't you wish that Allah forgives you? And scholars have written that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi also said, why should I become the means of my Muslim brother suffering the hereafter? In other words, if I don't forgive my Muslim brother for the wrong he has done today in this world, in the akhirat he will suffer because of me. Let me pardon him. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, his beloved ustad, he was ustad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi mentioned, من نال مني أو علقت بذمته سامحته لله راجيا منتي. He says, that person who has harmed me, that person whose deliverance from the fire of Jahannam will depend on my forgiving him in this dunya. I'm giving the meaning of the poem. He says, I have forgiven him. I forgive him because I have hopes in the favor and the grace of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continues, he says, كي لا أعوق مسلما يوم الجزاء, so that I don't put into difficulty any Muslim on the day of Qiyamah. For my sake, he must suffer. And he goes on, ولا أسوء محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم في أمته, and I don't cause grief and pain to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding his ummati. Look how far they looked. وَلَا أَسُوءُ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فِي أُمَّتِهِ. I don't want it to happen on the day of Qiyamah. My Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has caused grief and pain. Why? To see a Muslim of his, an ummati of his, going into Jahannam because he hurt another Muslim brother, another ummati. I rather pardon him in the dunya. So on the day of Qiyamah, I don't become a source of grief for my Nabi. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Therefore I'm saying again, let us forgive. Forgive from the bottom of the heart. Even though we didn't even tell the other person. But forgive him. Forgive her completely. We will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine assistance will come to us. Allah will grant us barakah. On this Mubarak night, there are so many narrations. And put together these narrations, some of them are weak, but they gain strength. Ulama and muhaddithin have gone into detail. They say one beautiful incident was that on the 15th night of Sha'ban, Nabi Kareem comes home into the house of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. It is her turn. And he removes his kurta and is about to come to bed. He hesitates for a little while and he puts his kurta on and quietly he leaves the house. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, our beloved mother, the mother of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was young. And of course, each wife had this possessive nature over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They loved him dearly. They would not even tolerate that in their particular day and or night, he must go to any of the other wives. So immediately she began to think, oh, the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now being disloyal to me and he's gone to one of the other wives' quarters. So quietly she emerges and she tries to look for the trace of Rasulullah sallam. She sees, no, definitely hasn't gone to any of the other wives' homes. And then she sees in the distance a figure and she goes slowly and she sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing there in Jannatul Baqi and supplicating and making dua for the inmates of Jannatul Baqi. May Allah make us amongst the inmates of Jannatul Baqi. So quickly she rushes home. She realizes, ulama, in the hadith it is mentioned, the riwayat, she says, Allah. She says, oh my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. You are engrossed, engaged in supplicating to your Allah, whereas I am engaged in my dunya. I'm so busy in my dunya and you are busy with your Rabb. But when she goes back, she's still panting and Nabi Kareem comes back and he realizes, see, that this is what Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she's panting. Oh, Aisha, what happened? So she eventually reveals the reason for her coming out of the house, seeking and searching for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, oh Aisha, do you think Allah and His Rasul will be disloyal to you? Never. Tonight is the 15th night of Sha'ban and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down and he mentioned the hadith which I mentioned to you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives His makhluk besides those few people who we mentioned. So tonight there is no special ibadah. The bayan we are having is just to remind ourselves, to conscientize some person, conscientize myself. It's a reminder for myself that I have an Allah. And Allah who is calling out to us in the most beautiful ways. I wish we understood Arabic. When Allah addresses the people in the Quran, Allah addresses the believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O believers. Allah addresses sometime the entire mankind. Ya ayyuhannas, O people. Ya ma'ashar al-jinni wal-ins. Oh, jinn and mankind. But it's an occasion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not use Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah does not say Ya ma'ashir al-jinni wal-ins. Allah does not say Ya ayyuhal nas. But Allah says Ya ibadi. Ya ibadi. There's an attachment. Oh, my beloved servants. My servants. You know, a mother can relate to this. Allah is free from parents, children, wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh my beloved servant, Allah is a master, we are his slaves. But the mothers will understand this. She's got a special attachment with the child. No matter how old the child will grow, but the child is her child. And if the child just gets up to some prank, the child is naughty, and the mother will reprimand the child. Does somebody else come and reprimand the child? Leave my child alone. It's my child. She will defend her child. And of course, we know of instances where a person is a drug addict. He beats his mother up and his mother still worries about his food. She won't go to sleep. She'll take the hiding. She'll give him whatever. My child, my child. That's the attachment the mother has with the child. Far beyond that attachment. Allah says, oh my servants. Which servants? Allah not talking about the pious servants. No. Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Those who have transgressed. They went beyond the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, do not despair. Do not lose hope. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Most certainly Allah forgives all sins. إنه, with so much of emphasis, verily Allah is Al-Ghafoor, Al-Rahim, most forgiving, most merciful. In the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar, wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a, fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. O my beloved servants, you are committing sins during the day, during the night. I forgive all sins. Therefore, turn to me. Repent to me. I will forgive your sins. Another hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, where Rasulullah ﷺ says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yabna Adam, O man, O man, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani, ghafartu laka wa la ubali. O man, as long as you turn to me, as long as you have hopes in my mercy, you made a blunder, you made sincere tawbah. You abandoned that sin. You showed that remorse, you showed that shame of having committed that sin. You had a penitent heart, you were repentant. You abandoned that sin. You made a firm promise to Allah, oh Allah, I'm not going to go back to that sin. Genuine, you were sincere. You made what you call tawbatan nasuha. After all that, you slipped again. Allah says, ghafartu laka wa la ubali. You make dua, you ask for forgiveness, I will continue forgiving you. I do not bother. How much you come and knock at my door and ask me for forgiveness, there will never be an occasion when I will not forgive you. I will always forgive you. You and I, can we do that? Maybe give him two or three chances after that. Rest of my life, don't cross my path. I will kill you. So brothers and sisters today are not on talking terms. Parents and children are not on talking terms. As we are seated here, each one is a beautiful rose. The beautiful scent of a rose, a white rose, a red rose, a pink rose, a yellow rose, and different colors. And this is the bouquet of roses all together. So much of scent. So much of unity. Are we going to become trampled so easily? Are we going to cut our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, I will forgive you. Just turn to me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibn Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. Subhanallah. If your sins are so much that it reaches from the ground right till the clouds of the sky, and then you turn to me, I will still forgive you. If we don't understand that, Allah continues in the hadith of Qudsi, Ya ibn Adam, O man, listen, لو لقيتني بقراب الأرض خطايا لا تشرك بي شيئا. O man, as long as you don't associate partners to me, and you bring the whole world, can you picture the whole world? Full of sins. In other words, if a single person committed so many sins, that the whole world, the entire universe became filled with his sins. What does Allah say? لَقِيتُكَ بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَاءً لَقِيتُكَ بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ مَغْفِرَةً. I will meet you, O my Banda, with the whole world full of my forgiveness for you. Are we still going to be in despair? No, no. Ramadan is at our doorstep. From now, Ya Allah, we have you with us. But don't deliberately put your finger in the fire just to rub the balm, the ointment. No. Be careful, be watchful. Have this consciousness of Allah subhanahu. Yes, if you slip, then tawbah is istighfar all the time. In Allah Azza wa Jalla yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yugharghir. Right till the throes of death, right till sakarat, right till the pangs of death, right till the gharghara, the gurgling sound, till then the person's tawbah is accepted by Allah. In Allah yabsutu yadahu. Allah is free from any physical form that you and I have. The simple translation, Allah spreads His hand. In other words, Allah spreads His mercy during the day, لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ, so that the person who committed sin at night, he may seek Allah's forgiveness. Allah says, I forgive him. وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ, and Allah does the same at night, لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ, so the person who committed sin during the day, he may seek Allah's forgiveness. It goes on and on and on. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous incident, he seated with Sahaba, and some enemies were taken as captive by the Muslims. And he observes a woman holding a child in one riwayat. Another riwayat, she went to the other captives, and wherever she found a child, she will take the child and she will suckle the child. She will pull the child close to her breast and she would give the child some milk. She would show so much of care, affection, warmth. She will embrace the child. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba, أَتُرَوْنَ هَذِهِ طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ, do you believe that this woman showing so much of love for her child, will she ever fling her child in any fire? Ya Rasulullah, never. She's got so much of muhabbat for the child. She's hugging the child. She's embracing the child. She's showing love and affection for the child. Where is she going to throw this child into any fire? Nabiya Kareem then takes a qasam in Allah. He says, Allah has got more, greater love for you and I than this woman showing for the child. This is our Allah. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanbala. The one who sincerely seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah forgives him. So no matter the person is an alcoholic, he's a drug addict, he committed zina, he masturbated, he did the worst of things. Of course, when it comes to huququl ibad, as we say, inverted commas, you chowed somebody's property, you hurt somebody, then you ask the person for forgiveness. You make amends, you pay him back. If you can't plead to him, seek somebody's assistance to pay off the rights that is due to that person. And inshallah, our brothers are soft-hearted people. Muslims, as I mentioned, they will forgive. But you must be genuine and sincere. Not that you're driving your Mercedes Benz and you've got properties here and there and you're making the person whistle for his money. That is not permissible. We're talking about people who are sincere. May Allah help those who are in debts, who are overwhelmed with debts. May Allah help them to pay off the debts. But we, you and I, have to go and ask for forgiveness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I forgot what I was saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for excuses to forgive. Allah Rabbul Izzat, imagine the person, in the hadith it comes, he kills 99 people. We can't imagine this. 99 people he killed in his life. But he was still uneasy. Uneasy, restless. When a person has iman, genuine iman, he will always be restless when he does something wrong. And then he goes to a person who, na'abi, the worshipper, tell me I could kill 99 people, Allah forgive me? Oh, never. So he says, why must I leave you also? Kills him. The hadith says, he actually killed 100 people. Still restless. He meets a scholar. He meets an alim. Tell me, will Allah forgive me? Why not? Why not? She says, why not? How much of strength it gave him. So much of hope he gave him. He says, Allah will forgive me. He says, what you need to do is sincere tawbah and move away from the village you are living in and go to that certain village where there are many pious people. In other words, you're going to change your environment and be with the pious people. Stay in the company of the pious. When you're in the company of the pious, automatically you'll find yourself doing pious deeds. So this is a lesson for us. So he just merely makes the intention to leave this village, which is known as Kafara, and he goes to Nasara, and he moves towards the village. As he is moving, his time is up, and the angel of death comes and extracts his soul. He passes away. Various narrations have been mentioned. And in short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show us, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's mercy, how Allah forgives. The man killed 100 people, still there is forgiveness for him also. So the angels of mercy come to take his soul to Allah and the angels of punishment come. So there's a confrontation. Allah made it happen. Until another angel comes in the form of a human being and he arbitrates. He says, measure the land from which he left, the evil village, till where he is, and from where he is till where he is going, his destination. To whichever land he is more closer, then he'll be regarded to be amongst them. In other words, if he's more closer to the pious people, he'll be regarded as a pious one, and we will, the angels of mercy will take away his soul. Otherwise, the angels of azab. One riwayat says that Allah commanded this village where the pious people lived, taqarrabi, come closer to this person. And the other village, taba'adi, you go further. Allah's rahmat. One narration says that when they measure, he's now middle, and whilst he is dead, Allah makes him rise, and his body is lifted and moves slightly towards this village where there were pious people. And so the angels of mercy take away his ruh to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got 100, or Allah has divided rahmat into 100 portions, and I will terminate here. There's still so many ahadith. I was reading Mishkat Sharif the other day, approximately I made a note of 25 ahadith just to give us hope in Allah's mercy. I just mentioned a few today. There was a Bedouin who came into the majlis in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was salah time, he performed a salah. And after he, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam completed the salah, suddenly the Bedouin shouted from the back, Allahumma arhamni wa Muhammada. Allah have mercy upon me and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Good dua. But what did he say? وَلَا تُشْرِكْ فِي رَحْمَتِنَا أَحَدًا. And don't join anybody else in this mercy. Exclusive for me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Sam turned on. Who is it? What did you say? You have constricted the mercy of Allah. Allah's mercy is vast. One hadith. And the arsh of Allah, it is written. On the arsh of Allah, it is written. إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ عَلَى غَضَبِي. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي غَلَبَتْ عَلَىٰ غَضَبِي. Allah says, my mercy supersedes my anger. My mercy overwhelms, overpowers my anger. Then Nabi Kareem explained, you see, Allah has divided mercy into 100 parts. 99 parts. In other words, 99% Allah has held back for the day of Qiyamah. And just 1% of mercy is sent into this world. And that is the mercy a mother shows for her child. Even animals show for their children. Human beings show for one another. The mercy we see is just the 1% of Allah's mercy that Allah sent into this world. 99% He has held back for the day of Qiyamah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, tonight there's no special ibadah. Whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he explained to Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the fadilat, the virtue of this Laylatul Bara'a night, he sought her permission. Subhanallah. Oh Aisha, it is your turn tonight. And of course you have rights over me. If you give me permission, can I engage in ibadah? This is what you call justice. This is what you call a balance in the life of a believer. Nabi Kareem shows us all these things. This is what they call a true husband. She says, oh, Nabi, of course. So Nabi Kareem performs ibadah that night. He was engaged in salah practically most part of the night. And when he was in sajda, and he was in, so for such a long time in sajda, a long duration in sajda, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha actually believed that perhaps tonight, my beloved Nabi Kareem has left this world. And so she goes, and the hadith says that she feels, she presses her thumb on his feet, on the sole of his feet, and she hears Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making a dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaaka min sakhatik, wa bi afwika min iqabik, wa bika mink, la uhsi thanaan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik, which simply translate as, oh Allah, I ask you Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik. I ask you for your pleasure against your displeasure. Protect me from your displeasure through your pleasure. Wallah, I seek refuge in you from your punishment through your forgiveness. Ya Allah, you forgive me and save me from your punishment. Wallah, I seek refuge in you from you. In other words, Ya Allah, do not punish me. Do not take me to task. Ya Allah, I'm asking you. You are my malja. You are my shelter. You are my protection. You are my source of refuge. Oh Allah, I cannot truly praise you. I can think of all the words in the world and all the praises in the world. But oh Allah, you are exactly how you have praised yourself. Other du'as have been mentioned, so simply we make du'a tonight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a night of du'a, tawbah, istighfar. Tawbah, istighfar, tawbah, istighfar. No special wazifa to read or special amount of salat. Read some tilawat of the Quran. Ramadan is a month of Quran, so we get used to recitation of Quran. Make some dhikr, istighfar in abundance, la ilaha illallah. Whatever ibadat we can make. The fast tomorrow, it's a mustahab fast. Those who keep, of course, they'll be rewarded. Those who are not keeping, there is no sin upon them. So those who are keeping roza should not look down upon those who are not keeping. It's not a compulsory fast. It's not like Ramadan fast. If you keep it, mashallah, it's good. You'll be rewarded for it. Allah give us tawfiq to keep the fast. But tonight, tawbah, istighfar, and it is a means of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah ta'ala forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem. May Allah protect the ummah, especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Syria, in Iraq, in Burma, and so many other African countries throughout the world, throughout the world. Allah knows what the plight of the ummah is. You and I have to really, really, really beg and 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 beg. We have no tears because our hearts have become so hard. Believe me, our hearts have become so hard. I do not want to prolong, I know some people are tired. But we have become so consumed with our own personal pursuits that we have no rahm in our heart for Muslim brothers and sisters. We fail to become role models for the disbelievers, to show them the truth of Islam. Our dealings, our character, the way we speak, the way we behave. A great sage, he was walking with some of his friends, and he sees some dogs in the gully, and these dogs were playing. They were playing with one another. So happy these dogs were playing. And he was amazed. He says, look at these dogs. So happy they are. A little while later, they come past, and they see there's a carrion, there's a piece of dead meat. And these dogs are devouring that meat, but they are barking. And they are fighting with each other. One dog is biting the other dog. Why? It does not want to share this piece of meat. Then he says, just a few minutes ago, we saw them playing together. And now they are fighting. This is what dunya does to us. He says, we have become just like these dogs. Our little children at home, grandchildren, they are busy building blocks and they're playing with their cars or tea sets or, and another child comes and takes the toy and then they begin to fight. What do we as parents and uncles? It's only a toy, please. Share your toy. Share your toy. Don't be like that. Share your toy. Imagine if that little child sees us in dunya playing with big toys. And when we are fighting over inheritance and we have usurped the properties of yateem, and when we have partnerships, and we are shareholders, and we've got investments, and we are now in serious arguments and court cases, and we are fighting. And that child tells you, Dad, please, it's only toys. Why don't you share those toys? May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah inspire all of us. May Allah give us that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot help but mention it is exactly 5 years now since Hazrat Maulana Rahmatul passed on. May Allah make his maghfirat. May Allah increase his daraja in the hereafter. He left a legacy indeed. It is impossible to do what he could do. It's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tawfiq, Allah's hidayat. And we have to just try and try and try, and Allah must give us the himmat. We are not just one person, we are a collective ummah, especially the musallis of this masjid. I beg you for your forgiveness and all my weaknesses and shortcomings. May do Allah give us the strength that Allah had given Hazrat Maulana and the acceptance and how his words flourished. It's like how the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were. We have great hopes that Allah ta'ala has included him in his pious servants. May Allah include us also. May Allah make us like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. May Allah make us emulate our beloved Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah of his must come into our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll make dua inshaAllah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبعفوك من عقابك وبك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم إنك عفو كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم Oh my Allah, you are most merciful. You are most generous, my Allah. You are most loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you tell us, where else can we go to, my Allah? Ya Allah, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah, we have heard, my Allah, how you forgive so many people on this Mubarak night. Forgive each and every one of us, my Allah. Do not make us amongst those people who are deprived of your mercy, my Allah. Those who have enmity for one another. Ya Allah, don't make us be such, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts have become black, my Allah, with vice and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's nobody else who can help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. We are downtrodden, my Allah. We are your disobedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, but Ya Allah, you are our master, my Allah. You are the loving master, my Allah. You have mentioned in the Quran. We have discussed it tonight, my Allah. Your promises are true, my Allah. Your words are true, my Allah. You have said, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Ya Allah, we will never lose hope in your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will never become, Ya Allah, full of despair, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are going to cling on to your rope tonight, my Allah. And don't, Ya Allah, you will never abandon us, my Allah. You have always been so kind to us, my Allah. In our difficulties, you came to our rescue, my Allah. Ya Allah, we suffered so many different types of problems, my Allah. When it was a financial problem, my Allah, you came to our rescue, my Allah. When it was a social problem, my Allah, you came to our rescue, my Allah. Ya Allah, when it was sickness, Ya Allah, you give us shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahmat ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai. Ya Allah, you are well away, my Allah. We have become so weak, we can't help our ummat, my Allah. We can't help our brothers and sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Give us himmat, my Allah. Give us strength, my Allah. Give us sihat, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Let the disbelievers see the truth of Islam. The light of hidayat, my Allah. The light of guidance, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us become, Ya Allah, means of them embracing the deen, Ya Allah. Embracing iman, my Allah. Let us not become obstacles, Ya Allah, for them coming into deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our parents, my Allah. Forgive our grandparents, my Allah. Forgive our wives, my Allah. Our children, my Allah. Our grandchildren, my Allah. Our family members, my Allah. Our musallis, my Allah. Our mashayikh, my Allah. Our scholars, my Allah. Our students, my Allah. Every single ummati of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single brother who has come here tonight, my Allah. Every single sister and mother and brother at home, wherever they're listening from, my Allah. Whichever part of the world, my Allah. Allah, wherever they have gathered, my Allah. In different masajid, my Allah. In Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. In Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. In different masajid and musallas, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single one of us, my Allah. Do not deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts from the enmity that we have for one another, my Allah. From the jealousy that we have, my Allah. From the love of dunya that we have. Ya Allah, give us hidayat now, my Allah. Grant us hidayat, my Allah. Show us sirat-i-mustaqim. Keep us on sirat-i-mustaqim, my Allah. Don't let us mislead others, my Allah. Don't let us go astray, my Allah. Don't let the people go astray, my Allah. Make us become true leaders, my Allah. Make our work asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the signs of Qiyamah are so rife in front of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become weak, my Allah. And we have made the Ummat weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, sweetness of iman, istiqamat on taqwa, my Allah. Make us muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us muttaqeen, my Allah. Help us to shun all evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. Every major sin, my Allah. Every minor sin, my Allah. Sins we did knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. My Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. We hid from our wives and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, we hid from the public, my Allah. But my Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. Still you concealed our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar, my Allah. You are Ghaffar, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. And you have not exposed us, my Allah. You do not embarrass and humiliate us, my Allah. Let it not happen on the day of Qiyamah we are embarrassed in front of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In front of the Sahaba, my Allah. They sacrificed their lives for your sake, my Allah. Our Nabi Sallam cried for his ummah, my Allah. He cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, his beard will become drenched with his tears, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the Hatim he would cry for his ummah, my Allah. Under Mizab Rahmat he would cry. Ya Allah, in Multazam, ya Allah, he would, ya Allah, put his chest on the door of the Kaaba and he would cry for his ummah, my Allah. In Sajda he would cry, my Allah. Ya Allah, on Safar he would cry for his ummah, my Allah. At home, in privacy, he would cry for his ummah, my Allah. Even at the time of Mi'raj, he did not forget his ummah, my Allah. He begged you, ya Allah, for forgiveness for his ummah, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll be standing by Pul Sirat. As his ummah, he will cross Pul Sirat. He will cry, ya Rabbi, sallim, sallim. Wallah, take it easy on my ummah. Wallah, take it easy on my ummah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten the tears of our beloved Rasulullah for us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. And all those filthy things that are taking place in this world now today, my Allah. The different trials and temptations, my Allah, that will just pull us into those temptations, into evil and filth, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. They will come lashing like waves upon waves, my Allah. The person will say, Yadihi Muhlikati. This wave of fitna is going to destroy me. And before it even finishes, the next wave is lashing out at him, my Allah. What will we do, my Allah? If you are not going to help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want your special mercies, my Allah. Ya Allah, the scholars and ulama have mentioned that your special mercies come down tonight. After Laylatul Qadr, this is the most auspicious night tonight, my Allah. Bless us with Laylatul Barat, ya Allah, the blessings of Barat, my Allah. Bless us with the barakat, ya Allah, the barakat of Laylatul Qadr also, my Allah. Make Ramadan be the most excellent Ramadan this year in our lives, my Allah. A turning point in our lives, my Allah. A chance, an opportunity, my Allah, where we will shun all evil, my Allah, and we will become obedient servants unto you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will enjoy your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will be soaked in your love, my Allah, in your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah, in the ishq and muhabbat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every hair, ya Allah, every strand of hair on our body, every pore, my Allah, will be filled with your love, my Allah. Our hearts will be beating with your beautiful name, with your Allah, Allah. Ya Allah, we will be madly in your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy Ramadan, my Allah. Spiritually make us enjoy it, my Allah. Physically make us enjoy it, my Allah. Ya Allah, psychologically, ya Allah, make us be prepared for Ramadan. Give us tawfiq of making abundant ibadat in Ramadan. Especially in Ramadan, my Allah. Our tongues will be moist with the dhikr and tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Allah, help all the hufaz who will be performing tarawih salah, my Allah. Make our rozas become asan for us, my Allah. Oh, ya Allah, the different nawafil that we will be performing, ya Allah, give us the strength, my Allah. Let us not, ya Allah, become angry in the month of Ramadan. Let us not spoil our fast in the month of Ramadan. Let us become good people, my Allah. Help us to control our tongue, my Allah. Especially in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, let it be such that this Ramadan, we will never make ghibat of any person, my Allah. We will never slander any person. We will never be backbiting about any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to preserve the fast of Ramadan. And ya Allah, help us to present it to you correctly, my Allah. And let every day after the Ramadan, ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, every day increase, ya Allah, in spirituality, my Allah. In that qurb, my Allah. Give us your ma'iyati khasa, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got a long list to beg from you, my Allah. You are well away at this very moment, my Allah. You were always away, my Allah. You are away, my Allah. You will always be away, my Allah. You are Hayy and Qayyum. You are Samad, my Allah. You are Beniyaz, my Allah. You are Ghani, my Allah. We are Faqir unto you, my Allah. We are beggars, my Allah. You gave us the title. Ya Ayyuhun Nas, Antumul Fuqara'u Ilallah. Wallahu Ghaniyun Hamid. Allah, you are Ghani and Hamid. You are full of praise, my Allah. You are not in need of our praises, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we are going to praise you, my Allah. We are going to beg from you, my Allah. Fulfill each person's dua tonight, my Allah. Whatever brothers and sisters are asking from you tonight, my Allah. They have raised their hands, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Accept our duas, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our hardships, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Our sorrows, our griefs, my Allah. Our pains and suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, even before I left home tonight, my Allah, and I receive an email, a brother has just divorced his wife. What must he do now? Ya Allah, after he is divorced and now he is parishan. Ya Allah, help us to fulfill the rights of makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to behave like true ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let not just be a lip service, my Allah. Let us not do things for show, my Allah. For name, my Allah. Ya Allah, time has come when people are just advertising, ya Allah. People are just calling towards their own personalities, my Allah. Forgive the ummat, my Allah. Forgive the ulama, my Allah. Forgive the mashayikh and scholars, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not deceive the people, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become greedy people, my Allah. Let not dunya dangle in front of us, my Allah. Let our focus and attention be towards akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the true life of Rasulullah, his simple life, come into our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, he's one sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we proudly claim that we are lovers of Rasulullah. But we have shirked in our duties or responsibilities. Ya Allah, we have abandoned, discarded his sunnah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have reached such an ebb of iman that ma'adallah, na'udhu billah, we feel ashamed. We actually feel ashamed of displaying our Muslim, ya Allah, way of living and dressing and culture, my Allah. Ya Allah, we feel ashamed to even make salam to one another. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Help our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many are taking drugs, my Allah. So many are drinking alcohol, my Allah. We have left our youth, my Allah. We as parents have abandoned them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just complain about them. But the youngster wants somebody to just put his hands over his shoulder, my Allah. He wants some words of comfort, of strength, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, use us to win their hearts, my Allah. And attach them to you, my Allah. And connect them to you, my Allah. Connect us first to you, my Allah. And make us a means of connecting billions of people to you, my Allah.
We do not know when moth will strike. Perhaps this is the last bayan we are having tonight, by Allah. Perhaps this is our last few moments, by Allah. Perhaps we will never be in this world again. Moth will strike, by Allah. And we are not prepared still to face you, by Allah. Ya Allah, when the worker comes late, by Allah, to work, he will put his head down. He'll be ashamed. He'll be embarrassed. He will run fast. He will just sneak into his office, my Allah. A student, a pupil who has done bad in school, and when he receives his report, he will sneak into the house. He will quickly go to his room and he'll close the door, my Allah, because he cannot face his parents. And the worker cannot face his boss, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have failed miserably, my Allah. How are we going to face you, my Allah, the day of Qiyamah? Ya Allah, we are the special ummah of your special Nabi, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. You will lose nothing, my Allah. Your treasures are full, my Allah. You will lose absolutely nothing in forgiving us, my Allah. Forgive all of us completely, my Allah. Let it be such that when we stand up from this gathering, that angel that you have deputed, we have read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that angel will say, "Qumu maghfuran lakum," rise in the condition that your Rabb has forgiven you. And Allah has transformed your bad deeds into good deeds. Oh Allah, the angel will say, "Ya Allah, there is a certain person in that gathering who did not come for that purpose. He came for some other purpose." Ya Allah, you will reply to him, "I have forgiven him also." Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Allah help us, my Allah. Allah give us a good mawt, my Allah. Mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect our youngsters especially, my Allah. Allah take them out of drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, doctors may fail, my Allah. Rehabs may fail, my Allah. Ya Allah, science will say and medicine will say that there is no cure for it, my Allah. But we believe in you, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Cleanse and purify them. Make them hate that sin, my Allah. Like how that young sahabi who requested Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam permission to make zina. And when Nabi Kareem explained to him and placed his Mubarak hands on his chest and said, "Allahumma ghfir zambah. وَطَحِّرْ قَلْبَهُ وَحَسِّنْ فَرْجَهُ وَاللَّهُ forgive his sins. Ya Allah, purify his heart. Wallah, give him chastity. Ya Allah, grant us the same dua, my Allah. And make us hate sins, my Allah. Make us, ya Allah, only do good deeds, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, my Allah. Make us die with iman. Make us die with iman, my Allah. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not turn renegades, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not lose iman, my Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. If there's any friend of ours, my Allah, who has left the fold of Islam, my Allah, bring him back to the fold of Islam, into Islam. Give him the tawfiq of tawbah tonight, my Allah. If there's any person who has committed zina, my Allah, give him tawfiq of tawbah, my Allah. Whatever gunas, my Allah, give us tawfiq of tawbah, my Allah. There are so many youngsters, my Allah, of marriageable age, my Allah. They want to live a chaste life, my Allah. Find him suitable partners, my Allah. There are so many young girls, my Allah. Day by day, they're growing older, my Allah. They have lost hope that now they may not ever get married, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you find them suitable partners. Give them a blissful life, full of taqwa and happiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many who are married, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no children, my Allah. Grant them pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who are married, my Allah, we have children, my Allah. Ya Allah, give our children, ya Allah, barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Forgive the marhumin, my Allah. So many of us have lost friends, family, mashayikh, ya Allah, and dear and near ones, my Allah, in the last few years, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all the members of our families and friends who have left this world, my Allah. Make the qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise, my Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have left children behind, my Allah. They have left widows behind, my Allah. They have left yatim behind, my Allah. You take care of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. They've got cancer, my Allah. They've got heart problems, my Allah. They've got liver problems, my Allah. They've got different type of diseases, my Allah. They are young children, my Allah. They are young boys and young girls who've got cancer, my Allah. They are elderly ones, my Allah. Some have started chemo, my Allah. They have started radium therapy, my Allah. They've asked weak people like us to make dua for them tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. With the barakat of some person here tonight, a masoom child, an elderly person, some scholar, my Allah, some ordinary person, some weak person like myself, my Allah, some mother, some sister, my Allah. Ya Allah, some gunegar, my Allah, who has repented, my Allah, who has raised his hand tonight, my Allah. Grant all of them complete shifa, my Allah. Give them complete sukoon, my Allah. Protect us from those deadly diseases also, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people requested duas, my Allah. Answer all the duas, my Allah. Accept the work of Dawat and Tabligh, my Allah. These brothers are making such a great effort, my Allah. Help us to join the effort, my Allah. The Allah Mashaykh in the Hankas are making effort, my Allah. In the Hifz classes, Madaris, Darul Ulooms, my Allah. Different organizations, the work of deen is taking place. Grant each one ikhlas and makbuliyat, my Allah. And acceptance, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Ya Allah, give us barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Barakat in our businesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your barakat pour from the heavens, my Allah. Those who are maqroos, Ya Allah, who have got debts, Ya Allah, help them to pay off the debts, my Allah. Those who are going for Umrah, accept the Umrah. Those who are already in Umrah, accept the Umrah, my Allah. Those who have not performed Hajj, my Allah. Give them the means to perform the Hajj as quickly as possible, my Allah. And those who have got the means and still are shirking in this duty, my Allah. Give them the himmat, Ya Allah, this year, my Allah. To perform the Hajj and grant all them Hajj maqbool, maqbroor, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.